This is Tower Time, a League of Legends podcast.
Just a small town girl. All right, welcome to Tower Dive, where we have taken a vow of silence until all the enemies of Tower Dive are dead. Or, you know, like, not. What's going on? I am Captain Hooks, and with me, as always, is my confidant in arms, Senor Pan El Mano. What's going on, buddy? Is this your vow of silence?
Oh, are we not doing that? Is that over? I take my vows very seriously.
That's good. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I can appreciate
that. But go big or go home, you know? I don't half-ass anything.
I figured in celebration of Game of Thrones that I would have thrown out, you know, the Sir Robert Strong vow of silence. You know, just as he's gonna destroy Cersei's enemies, we will destroy ours. Although so far we have no enemies, so it looks like the job is done.
Hey, we did it. Yeah, right. High five.
Well, yeah, good.
That was easier than anticipated.
Right, well played, everyone. Really,
yeah.
Really great.
Go Team Tower Dive.
Really great work, everybody.
Yeah.
So, great success. So, LCS.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, we jumped right into a new week of it. Really, really good stuff, actually. It's been a surprising season, I have to say.
Unexpected results so far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like we've said before in previous weeks talking about it, certain teams you know were going to be there, but I have to say the two biggest, I think, surprises on the good and on the bad is definitely Dignitas and C9.
Yeah, right. They've changed positions.
And it's really like, it's you know, after a week, it's like, okay, whatever, just get it out of your system. And it's like 2 weeks, it's like, oh, that's weird, but whatever, it's only four games. But now you're six games in, and, you know, and they're, Dignitas is 4-2, and C9 is 2-4, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right? I feel bad for C9 a little bit. A lot of people anticipated a much smoother start, and it's pretty rocky.
Yes, rocky would be a good word to you describe what's going on in the Cloud9 camp.
It could be worse. It could be worse, right?
I guess. Can it?
it could be 0-6.
Sure,
they could behind Team 8.
That would be worse. That would definitely be worse. Although I think Team 8 won, yeah, I was going to say. I don't think they're 0-8. Or 0-6 it would be, actually, because it's only 3 weeks.
TDK is 0-6, so, oh, I mean, could be worse.
That's a tough hole to dig out of, man.
Yeah.
That
as long as they don't get relegated, really.
Yeah, that is a tough, you know, you start thinking about, well, how many games do we need to win in order to not get relegated? And you never want to have that conversation.
No, that's not a good conversation to have. So, or, like, you have to go to a tiebreaker to not get relegated.
So Dignitas went 3-1 with Azingi in jungle, and then they made the natural move that it was a surprise. It was slightly unexpected in the timing, but I know that they were looking at him the whole time, was Helios.
I think it was a surprise because people thought he retired.
Well, people didn't know what the hell happened to him because he just disappeared. It wasn't even like he's like, oh, I'm retiring, or oh, I'm leaving and going back to Korea to think about my options. People were like, hey, where's Helios? And Winter Fox is like, I don't fucking know.
He left. I was under the assumption he went back to Korea and joined the military.
He did go back to Korea, but nobody knew like when or if he went home, or if he just was like wandering the fucking earth like Kane in Kung Fu. It's just like, you know, what the hell is, you know, what's Helios doing? I don't know, he's on a sabbatical. So he just disappeared, and now he popped up with Dignitas. And he's like, he goes, I really want a chance to win Worlds, or to, you know, participate in Worlds. And the first question is like, well, why the hell did you join Dignitas?
Right.
But hey, they're 4-2, so apparently that's why.
That's not the team you go to Worlds with,
no,
really.
Not the team at all you think you go to Worlds with.
I mean, maybe you make it to an IEM, but...
Right.
I guess that's how TSM got their World Championship, so it still counts.
At this point, they're just, like, hoping to, like, finish in the top five. I think that's a victory for Dignitas at this, you know, at this juncture.
They're doing it.
No, good on them, you know. I've never been. I have barely feelings for Dignitas. You know what I mean? They're one of those teams where when you watch them play back when it was Scarra and Cutie Pie and Kiwi Kid and Cruiser the Bruiser at times.
Cruiser.
You know, you're looking at this team and you're just like, hey, these guys could be like my friends.
Yeah.
Because they're bad at this game
too. That's what they were.
Yeah,
They were just a team of friends.
Yeah, it's like, because they're bad at this game too. And look, they managed to play competitively. I mean, Cutie Pie is almost a troll when he plays, so.
Yeah.
And he's doing it on the professional scene, so good on him.
We're almost there.
Right? Just,
Couple more solo queue games, we'll be right there with them.
LCS, here we come.
On our way.
Team Tower Dive is making the move.
Team Tower Dive.
That's it. That's the new team. Don't steal that name.
Formerly team going airtight.
Formerly Team East Coast Servers.
We had some creative
Names.
differences. That's not what I'm thinking. Creative ideas.
We didn't have any creative differences. We're
Yeah.
unfortunately still the same team, just with different
Damn.
names.
Right?
No creative differences
Because we're
apparently.
creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a peacock. I have to be allowed to fly.
Peacocks don't fly.
Are you
That's not
serious?
true. They do fly. It's scary because they're big as fuck and they come right at you.
I think those are turkey vultures.
No, peacocks. Oh, side note, I got attacked by a bird this weekend.
What kind of bird? Like a
Like
sparrow?
a mockingbird. It was big. I was just walking and this bird came out of nowhere and started like going at me.
You rolled up on his shit, that's why.
I was all up in his turf.
You rolled up on his turf like you own this joint, and he's like, I'm gonna fuck with this bitch right now,
Yeah.
son.
I didn't know what was happening. It was scary.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
So
Sorry.
the long and short of that story is Dignitas is 4-2.
Also, birds are scary.
And birds are scary. So C9, let's give a second to
Let's
C9
talk
because the
about
last
them.
time we've really talked about C9 was when Hai was there, and then a little bit when Incarnation joined, and how we were kind of like, eh, they're learning.
Yeah. We weren't the biggest fan of
I'm
Incarnation.
still not the biggest fan of Incarnation, but I mean, I guess I feel bad that, you know, he went through everything he went through, finally made it back, and is now playing professional league, and C9 is having arguably their worst season in the history of the
Is
franchise.
arguably, no, it is.
I
And so
know.
far it has
Well,
been.
yes. Well, obviously, I'm just saying it there, you know, it's just a sad state of affairs. And the first question you ask is, was Hai that important? Because it can't be it.
I think he was, actually. I
Can't
think
be.
Hai was just such a commanding shot caller.
I
That's
can't.
why they've been looking so lost lately, is because they don't have anyone telling them what to do. And
I
I think
can't.
Hai actually micromanaged pretty extensively.
I can't look at Hai and say, man, commanding shot caller. Because nothing about him screamed commanding in any way, shape, or form.
I think it's just because he talks so much and talks so fast.
And talk so uplifting?
Yeah. And you
So,
feel like you're in control, really, because he's asking you questions, but he's not. He's telling you what to
everything,
do.
yeah. Wait,
Yeah.
is he asking me if that's what we should do?
Let's just agree with him.
Fuck, let's do it. Just do it. I don't even want to answer him. Let's just do it. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. Now they have nobody. Everyone's, you know, all their inflections are downward. So it's like, oh, so this is what we're doing then. Yes.
That
Okay.
was kind of rude.
Yeah,
You don't have to
right.
say it like that.
Can't write. Be a dick about things.
On a positive note, Incarnation does seem like a nice kid. He doesn't seem trolly or toxic or anything.
Oh, you mean he's not
That's
no, he's not DDoSing during
not
the
DDoSing.
LCS?
Yeah, so
That's
there's
probably
that.
good. That's
That's
probably.
good.
Could you imagine just in a perfect world where this would be such a fun story to talk about if Incarnation was caught DDoSing during an LCS game?
My God, that'd be or drop hacking
Right.
or scripting or
Oh,
something.
it would be so amazing. It's never, ever, 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 ever going to happen
No.
because it's just the dumbest thing in the world to think of, which
And
is
even if
why.
it did happen, CLG would probably get fined for it anyway.
Well, that's because CLG funded like how much was it like $16,000 or
It was like
something, or
30% of the total
yeah,
amount of fines.
and it was all no of the donations that Riot did, and it was all from fines.
Yeah, for the 2014 season, they
Yeah.
donated all their collected fines to charity, and CLG was fined 30% of that total.
It's
So 30% of that total donation was from CLG. Thanks,
good,
Hotshot.
right? Good job, guys. Way to run a tight ship.
Yeah. It's good. Good management there.
So what's up with C9? Like, if you had to peg it, you really think that it's that high is just that he was the presence, that he was the straw that stirred the drink, the glue that held, you know, this leaky boat now together?
I really think it is. And I also think that the team seems to have lost confidence in each other. So they're not... if you see someone make a play, you don't see them all go hambony on that play anymore like they used to. Like back when they first showed up in the LCS, that was their biggest strength. Someone would make a play, everyone jumped on it and followed through. You're not seeing that so much anymore. You're seeing hesitation, and you're seeing people get caught out, and you're seeing kind of bad calls. So I think we're missing the cohesion and the shot calling and the trust.
Sure, that all of that makes very good sense, actually. I can't, for some reason...
They look lost.
For some reason, my brain can't say that that's the only thing, that it's not, that it's just a high thing. And I don't know what it is. I mean, you might be right, but I feel like it has to be something else. It has to be. I can't allow myself to think that high is the only reason they were good.
I think this is just a little valley in C9's career. I think it's going to get better.
Oh, no, it's definitely
going to get better. I think they're probably going to be, maybe sixth, like right above relegation, not going to playoffs this season. But I think they'll come back stronger next season.
I hope they come back stronger. I mean, this was the team that people were like, okay, you know, we're going to have C9 and TSM going to Worlds. So
yep.
Good there. And now just everything else is butter. You know, who you know, if we get a third team, who is it going to be?
Might not be C9 going to Worlds anymore.
Might not be C9 going to Worlds anymore.
Because TSM won the spring split, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're in. And C9 didn't have a great IEM performance. So they didn't get any championship points from that.
No.
So they're kind of middle of the pack as far as championship points goes.
Yeah, no, they're in a weird place. It's definitely a weird, weird place that they're in. So let's flip the script. I mean, there's not much more in NA to talk about. NA is pretty straightforward in that.
CLG's in first place. Want to put that out there.
Like I said, we're doing it.
We're taking ourselves seriously.
Although I have to say, I have been impressed with Poe Belter's play.
Yeah, he looks good.
Let me say, because I am someone, I'm not a Poe Belter hater because I don't care enough to have those kind of negative feelings. But
you don't have a first class ticket on the Poe Belter hype train.
But I'm not a Poe Belter believer, I think is a better way to call it. I don't, I haven't, you know, yeah.
Poe Believers?
Poe Believers?
Believe Belters? No, I don't have one. Sorry.
Eugene Parks and Recreation?
Sorry.
That's his real name. Not the Parks and Recreation part, just the park.
His name's Eugene?
Eugene Park is his name.
Oh, man. That's unfortunate.
Don't blow this for us, Gene. That's what they should say to him every time before the game starts. That would be amazing if, like, they're about to start the game, like, they're about to start picks and bans, and you see Double Lift look over and go, "Don't blow this for me, Gene."
Oh, God. And then the team implodes.
But by the way, Doublelift has been playing quite inspired lately.
Yeah, he looks good. He's also playing not hard carry champions, too. No. He's playing a lot of Sivir.
He's being smart. Well, Sivir's incredibly strong right now for the meta.
Yeah, but use utility.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't hard carry on Sivir.
No, I agree completely. I'm just saying is that it's stupid not to play her.
Yeah,
you know she's an incredibly contested ADC pick right now.
Yeah, I see a lot of Sivir, a lot of Kalista.
Seeing a bit of Ashe occasionally.
Ashe has been fairly dominant lately.
Seen a fair bit of Vayne as well.
Yeah, I kind of find that strange.
Well, when they go tank meta style. Because she's kind of a tank buster ADC is why it works.
I know why it works on paper, but her stats still aren't that great. Like, even in a Perfect Storm professional scene, having a Vayne is... I mean, how that Vayne is going to play. There's only one way to play Vayne. And so it's pretty easy to figure out and just stop it.
Yeah, but Vayne's just one of those champions who, if you can get going on her, can get strong very, very fast. It's just you have to get to that point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not convinced about the Vayne.
Right.
I think it's a mistake to pick her up.
To each their own. I've always enjoyed Vayne. I like to see Vayne get played. It's always made me happy. So
Happy.
happy, so happy. So yeah, so let's, you know, we pretty much, I mean, that's where NA's at right now.
Yeah.
Really the big,
Pretty tight still.
Gravity's been playing very well. They've impressed me.
Yeah, I like Gravity.
Gravity's a strong team. Team Impulse doesn't seem to have hit their stride quite yet.
Yeah,
Like
they're
they're
kind of in a funk, it looks like.
like they're playing well, they're just not playing well.
They're not beating top teams. They're beating kind of the bottom tier.
Yeah, they're beating who they should be beating, but that being said, they need to beat everybody because they're currently sitting at 3-3. You know, they're right in the middle of everything, where CLG and Liquid are 5-1, and Gravity Dig and Soul TSM are 4-2. You know, and then Impulse is sort of like, you know, they're the gatekeepers right now,
Yeah.
and they don't want to be the gatekeepers. They want to be
No.
they want to be inside the gate.
You want to be in the gate.
They want to be inside
Keys
the
in your
gate.
pocket.
Yeah. You know, they don't want to be hanging out with with the fat people behind, you know, where like, you know, oh man, we got backstage passes. It's like, yeah, but you guys are fat and ugly. We want to be at the fucking after party. Like that's where the real shit's happening. Not with TDK, Team8, and you know, Enemy and
Enemy.
Cloud9. No, they want to be in the in the party with the, you know, with the band.
The upper
So
echelons.
absolutely.
Yeah, I
So
think TSM's been looking a little weak too, but I think that's kind of typical of their early season. So I think now after these next weeks, and they're
they've
gonna look
looked good
remarkable.
enough to keep their head above water.
Yeah, I think
Like
that's just the Bjergsen mostly, though.
that
I
is,
think
it's
Bjergsen's the life vest keeping that boat afloat.
it really is. I mean, Lost Boy has looked really good at times and looked really bad at times.
Yeah.
That's kind of disconcerting. If I were a TSM fan, that would, you know, worry me, I guess we'll call
Yeah.
it, we'll say. And I really hate the fact that Liquid's tied for first place, I'll be honest with you.
I know,
This
me
is
too.
like my worst nightmare in
My
first
nightmare.
place. I'm not a big CLG fan. I respect them more than I respect some other teams, but like the fact that Liquid's up there is just like I woke up pulling my hair out of my head and you're like, "No!"
I'd like to see a CLG Gravity finals.
Why?
Those are my two favorite teams.
Oh, okay.
That's
I was like, is there
right
a good
now.
reason
I
for
mean,
it? I want a
I would like to see C9 in the finals, but I don't think they're
I
gonna make
want a Dignitas Impulse Finals.
Oh, that's gonna be gross.
Right, really fucking just take that
The
shit,
lackluster
just
finals.
smear it on the wall. I am very that's what I'm looking for these days.
Gross.
But yeah, so there's your NA in a nutshell, you know, 3 weeks in. That's what we're looking at. So Europe. Europe is I don't want to say a little more spread out, but they're definitely top heavy.
It's more spread out.
It's really not. It's very top heavy. At you know, Fnatic hasn't lost.
No.
Origin, their one loss is real bad, but they have one loss.
Who'd they lose to?
What was that? They had just lost, actually, didn't they?
Is it this
To
week?
yeah, they just or this past week, yeah, they lost to Rocket. That's right.
Oh, ooh, that's embarrassing.
And they got shit on.
Oh, no.
Like it was a full on. They lost by it was like 11,000 gold.
Oof.
It was like a 13 kill difference. It was 8 towers to two. You know, 4 dragons to one. You know, it was a bad game.
It's a rough game.
Yeah, it was kind of like I said. It was just, they just generally got shit on. And it's really funny. That leads into, what was it? The just a kind of a little side note is that Rocket beat Origin in day two of week three. Huge win. They sit Woolite.
Yeah.
After going 7-1-10, they sit Woolite.
That makes sense.
I mean, was he playing bad? I don't.
Woolite's been playing good for the
I wouldn't
most.
say good because the game before that against Giants, he was 2-3-2.
Yeah, but compared to everyone
Yeah,
else.
he's been a better than average, but less than stellar. Let's say
Yeah.
that.
But Rocket has never really rallied around their bot lane either.
Rocket is just a team that you don't know, like when they win games, you can't figure out why, and when they lose games, you can sort of point to everyone playing bad. So it's
Yeah.
like, oh, well, okay, it's a team effort. When you win as a team. When you lose as a team because none of you are very good. With Nuke Duck in mid, he's like, it's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird to
Nuke
say
Duck?
Nuke Duck. It's gonna be weird to say, but I feel like watching Nuke Duck, it's like you're watching a guy who was good and isn't anymore. And occasionally you see why people thought he was good. And then in other games you see why people think he's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those weird situations. I can't put my finger on it. But yeah, so Woolite out, Mr. Rawl is in. I don't necessarily know if that's an upgrade.
I think that's an upgrade. I think Mr. Rollins has been proven to be a superior ADC on a couple of different occasions.
Okay. He hasn't played yet.
He's quite good.
He was on Wicked's team.
Yeah.
His challenger team. So I don't know if that affects that. It shouldn't, unless, Rocket all of a sudden goes on some streak and gets to Worlds.
Yes, the dream. Not really. I'm not a fan of Rocket.
I don't even
That's
I
not
again, they're
fair.
just one of those teams I have no opinion
I
on.
nothing. I nothing Rocket. I like their logo.
I nothing Rocket. I nothing you, Rocket. I nothing
Think
you.
their logo is pretty cool looking.
But so funny thing this week actually in Europe. I don't know how much you watched because I watched a fair
I
amount of
watched a
Europe.
little bit.
Did you happen to see when Giants played Fnatic in day two?
No, I did not.
Well, Giants, who's been a big surprise this season,
Yeah, they're playing well.
I believe they're 4-2. I'd be correct. They're 4-2, having a really good season, really surprising people against Fnatic, who's been a juggernaut all season. Pulls a strange move of moving Audrey, their ADC, to mid, and Pepinero, aka Pepperoni, their mid to ADC.
Is that happened this week?
That just happened in their day two game against Fnatic.
Oh, that's
Now,
strange.
it wasn't they shifted positions
Right.
like where he's
Because
this and
that would
he's
get them
that now.
fine.
It was they switched for that game.
Yeah.
Like they threw a curveball.
Was it a Varus mid
No,
situation?
no.
No.
Audrey played Lulu mid and Pepinero played
Oh,
Lucian.
they picked mid champions.
Yeah,
Okay.
well, Pepinero played Lucian and Audrey
Okay.
played, Lulu.
That's strange.
And it didn't work.
I bet not.
Audrey got dumpstered in mid lane.
Why would you do that? Was there like a press release or something?
No,
Did they
that's the thing is
explain?
they're not switching positions. It was just a weird thing they did for this game.
Maybe Pepinero's Q button was broken on his keyboard or something.
I don't know. Or it was
No.
just a dumb idea that blew up in their face because they tried to overthink the game against the first place team.
It's bad.
That's what, see, you can't do that in competitive anything. When you overthink stuff, nothing good comes from it.
Yeah, just do what you practiced.
Yeah, just play your game. If you win,
That's
great.
it.
If you lose, better luck next time. But
You have to play what you practiced.
don't overthink it. It's just so dumb. It's so silly. It didn't make sense. So yeah, so they lost that game real bad, and it was so stupid. It was such, like you see that you're just like, oh, you've no chance. No chance.
Ugh.
Yeah, so Fnatic shit on them, and then Fnatic shit on Elements.
I would have thought Fnatic would have gotten more fantasy points in that case.
Fnatic did pretty well. I mean,
They did
in game
okay.
two, Yellowstar had 18 assists.
I mean, yeah, but over the course of the 2 days, Reckless and Forbidden only got 44 points each.
That's because actually
Come on.
Reckless and Forbidden. I mean, game two is where Reckless really scored all his points, because Reckless in game two against Elements was 7-1-9. In game one, when they pooped on Giants, he was only 2-1-5. I think it was a fast game.
Oh,
It
that's the problem.
was a fast game, and Hooney and Rainover sort of, kind of obliterated
Raffle
them.
pump.
It was,
Steamrolled.
a 7-1-7 Hooney on Ekko and a 6-1-5 Rainover on
Top lane.
Rek'Sai. Yeah, top lane Ekko.
Well, I guess if you're gonna send your ADC mid as a mid laner, why not, you know?
No, but Yeah, it's so stupid.
Why the hell not?
I can't figure this stuff out. I don't even. Stupid. I don't even try anymore. So,
dear Rocket, just play what you practiced.
Right. Just and that, well, Giants. Rocket should.
What
play
did with, I say? Sorry.
Rocket should play what they practice too, but I think they do that. So.
Yeah. Dear Rocket, practice. Dear Giants, play what you practice.
Yeah. There you go. Speaking of practicing and dear team practice, Gambit played Copenhagen Wolves in a futility battle, which which had fantasy implications for me because those are both of my 80 carries. So I'm like, all right, good.
Oh, God.
Either both will do good, one will do awesome, and one will do terrible. But there's no way both of them can do, like, bad.
No.
Why would I say that out loud is the big real question. Because naturally, that's exactly what had happened. I mean, did it have bad games, but like Freeze 2-2-3, Forgiven 3-1-2. I'm not winning any games with that. I mean, I was impressed that Forgiven had 529 CS in a 42-minute game, but he got 3 kills in a 42-fucking-minute game.
Yeah, that's like 5.5 points there, so good. Ooh, for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay. Go S. Yay. No, I was so fucking mad. But that was a painful game to watch. Let me tell you. It was 42 minutes of hell. That was Trick2G's Bronze Sub Wars. It was brutal.
That's pretty bad.
And I mean, they're teams that I like, you know, and I wish the best for, you know. Yeah. I have a soft spot for the Copenhagen Wolves, and I still can't figure out why. And Gambit Gaming, you know, I guess I look at them and I see Moscow 5. And
you see M5, yeah. You still know, see Alex Yeesh in the
know,
mid lane.
I still see Alex Yeesh. You'll see, you know...
playing,
you know,
Master Yi.
Swag. I still see Swagmaster Darien, you know, in top lane. You know, it's, you know, I the feels, man, the feels.
Yes, yeah. You're a fan of nostalgia, really. Not even a fan of Gambit.
Yeah, they're just So, but that team is gone. And in the game two, they actually, I mean, you know, they won. They 2-0'd the week, which is good for Gambit. It wasn't really any good for me because in the second game, Forgiven. I mean, he was 3-0-8. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, good. Gambit is there, you know, they're 2-4 now. They're, you know, they're lying in the weeds. But the bottom of Elements and SK Gaming, I feel bad for SK, and I don't feel bad at all for Elements. Obviously, we've established a dislike for Elements at this point in time.
I'm so over them. The European Super Team is a failed experiment, man.
Just give it up. Quit the rest
doesn't
of the
work.
Get out.
Didn't work as Ninjas in Pajamas. Didn't work as Alliance. It's not working as Elements.
What kind
Stop.
Of worked as Alliance? I mean, they did a lot better last year. Or, yeah, last year.
Okay. They didn't do anything.
Worlds.
How'd they do in Worlds?
Probably not good.
Not point. Great.
That's not the point. They still got there.
Kind of
but
point.
Regardless, Elements 1-5, yay. But SK, I feel bad because Candy Panda just doesn't look like the old Candy Panda.
You know what he looks like? He looks like old Candy Panda.
He looks like an old Candy Panda.
Dusty bitch Candy Panda.
You fucking you creaky bitch.
Crypt Keeper looking motherfucker. Go take a nap, Grandpa.
Right, seriously. Don't break your hip, old man River.
Drink your goddamn prune juice.
Right, Susie. You got some Ensure? Do you need some?
Taking it back to the home.
You old fuck.
Grandpa, stop being racist. Jesus.
But yeah, SK looks so bad.
It's pretty rough.
It's really difficult to watch a team that was at the top of their game only a few months ago.
Yeah.
And for them to look like the worst team ever with one person changing.
I don't understand why Forgiven would leave.
I don't.
Such a dumb career. I guess the same reason why Reckless left Fnatic.
That turned out to be a genius career move.
So he could come back.
Well, he went to a team. Well, yeah, he went to a team that's now 6-0, and he left a team that's now 1-5.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Reckless wins. You know, I all you can say about Forgiven is at least he's 2 wins better than SK.
Yeah, no, I mean, why Reckless left Fnatic in the first place?
Oh,
that's
no,
what I mean.
Oh, that was just dumb.
Yeah, that was stupid. Same reason why, you know, Forgiven left SK.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
He keeps, you know, and he's on his Ask FM. He's like, I just really want to do really well professionally. I want to be the best. Well, you gotta be on a good team.
Yeah, can't be, especially for a guy who doesn't want to be, like, to set up his own team.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It should have stayed on SK. It should have done your thing.
It is a tad confusing, I think we'll call it.
You think he's going to go back?
No, I don't think he's. back. I don't think they want him back. I mean, I think they want him back, but they don't want him back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want a top flight ADC, but they don't want it to be forgiven because I think that relationship is fractured beyond repair.
Still kind of a dick.
Little bit of a dick. Still a little bit of a dick.
And you spend, you know, your entire life with these people on your team, right? Yeah. It's not like, you know, you get up and you go to the office and you got to deal with Sheila and her fucking birthday cake. Right. No, like, these are the people you're sleeping with.
Talk to corporate like a boss. Yeah.
Like a boss. Shit on Deborah's desk.
Shit on... Swallow sadness. That's what Forgiven is doing right now.
He's
swallowing sadness.
Calling a phone sex line.
Oh. Was it, like, sigh deeply or something? eat some chicken strips.
Find a fish. Fuck its brains out.
Eat a bagel.
Yeah. Suck my own dick.
Promote synergy.
Promote synergy. Hit on Deborah.
Micromanage.
You're rejected.
We're just going to go through all the lines of this song.
Talk to corporate.
Like a boss.
Like a boss. Too bad Forgiven's not a boss.
No.
He's a scrub.
Leave SK Gaming like a boss. Join Gambit Gaming, not like a boss.
Swallow sadness.
Swallow sadness. And that brings us to where we are now. Origin did lose their first game. I didn't think they were going to lose any games. I was surprised. I know we just mentioned it, but I still...
Yeah.
It was still...
Everybody got bad games.
I mean, it's expected, but... Just in the manner that they lost, it just seemed really like out of character. Like nobody, it just looked like they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
In a team that has destroyed every team that they've played. I mean, they've been the Ivan Drago of the, you know.
I think Fnatic's still the Ivan Drago.
Well, to be fair, at the time, Origin, you know, like statistically was playing better than Fnatic.
Yeah.
They were the Ivan Drago of the NALCS. And they ran into team, oh, wow, I guess that works. Rocky. Rocket?
Oh, what? Wow. But they're not Italian.
They're not even close to Italian.
Or from Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're not Philadelphia Italians. They're, I don't know what the fuck they are.
They're Europeans.
They're Europeans.
But they're not Italian.
Maybe they're European. Whatever. They were the Rocky to Origin's Ivan Drago, and that was, it just makes no sense.
Wasn't it a crap game, though? So it wasn't
It was Rocket. Literally, Rocket looked like... They looked like SKT1. They're pulling off fucking crazy ganks.
I mean, played like crap.
Like Yankos is pulling off these insect fucking ganks. It's like, you know, you could almost hear the Odd One yelling, "Oh, insect plays!"
Is that what the Odd One does?
No.
He yells that?
Well, there was that one video when the Odd One was... He was calling... A game between, remember that team Sirens?
Yeah.
The all-girls team?
Yeah, they were so good.
Yeah, they were
outsmarted.
Great. Best outplayed. Idea ever. Definitely come out with your press release before you actually prove you're a good team.
That's even have a full team.
Yeah. So they were being sniped, basically, by, it was Hotshot GG, Wild Turtle, DJ Lambo. Who the fuck else was on it? It was Hotshot. Regardless, it was a bunch of pros and, you know, like semi-pros. And Odd One was commentating it.
Oh, that's fun.
It was amazing. If you ever get the chance to find it, just look for, like, Team Sirens Odd One, because it's one of the best things of all time. Because it's really bad. They just kill them. And it's hilarious. Because they're all playing not positions that they normally play. And Turtle's just going off.
That's funny.
And like I said, that was where the Odd One was. Turtle was playing, I think he was playing Lee Sin. And he's like, "Oh, Turtle with the insect plays! Insect plays!" So
nice.
There you go, Yankos with the insect plays.
Good job, Yankos.
Right, so that was a raffle stomping by Rocket on Origin. So it was, you know, it was a fun week. I you know, all I can say, H2K showed up. And,
yeah, they've been showing up, though, last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but they really brought it this week. Hjarnan actually looked like a top-level ADC, finally.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you know, he looked good, but he didn't look dominating. Right now, he's showing the... I think he's showing the talent everyone thought he had.
Yeah. So, which is good, because it's there.
Oh, no, it absolutely is. It's absolutely there. He's a good player. It's just
Yeah.
finally looks as good as everyone thought he was. So H2K is good. Like I said, EU is very top heavy with Fnatic, H2K, Origin. I don't think Giant's
Yeah.
going to keep it up. I feel like Unicorns of Love is going to start to pick it up. But then that bottom,
I think Unicorn's Love is figured out. I think it's going to be Giants, Fnatic, H2K, Origin, top four.
Well, if Giants pulls off the fourth place from being almost relegated, actually,
Yeah.
playing their relegation games, that's impressive. That's a hell of a
Yeah.
turnaround for a team, and I give them a lot of credit for that. But I don't see that happening. I see them not being relegated, but I see them sitting in like that sixth or seventh spot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think fourth. I think they're going to be top four. I'm pretty confident in them. They're
So
looking really good.
I wonder now, actually, here's an interesting situation. So SK finished second in the league last year, or did they actually
Yes.
win the LCS? No, Fnatic won, that's right.
Yeah, Fnatic won.
Okay, so SK finished second.
Yeah.
So if they get relegated, that's an impressively bad showing.
Very bad, yeah.
Like if they get whacked out, especially, or if they finish last place and are auto relegated.
Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about the auto relegation. They didn't even get a chance to stay in.
Yeah, if they stay 10th, I mean that's auto relegation. That's
Yeah.
a disaster.
You're out on your ass.
That's bad. And imagine they had won. Like what would have happened?
Oh, if they had won last season, so
Yeah.
they get relegated this season, but they still get to go to Worlds.
Right? Like, how would that even work?
Oh, that'd be bad. They'd be worse than the wild card team.
Oh man, that would be such a disaster. But I have to assume if they won the whole thing, that Forgiven would have le wouldn't have left. But I don't know. I mean, he seemed to have hated it, so.
Yeah, he was over it. I mean, you
Yeah.
would take second in the split and you still leave? No. Why? Nobody does that.
Yeah, unless you really want to go.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Apparently, it was.
I think he was making it that bad.
He might have. I
If I
won't.
had to guess, he probably didn't shower.
I won't deny that definitely would make it bad.
Greasy bitch.
So let's stay on Forgiven for a minute. Let's
Yeah.
move on to Forgiven because he did do an
Okay.
Ask FM, and
He's gotta unplug that shit, man. He's the worst.
he ranked all of the ADCs in Europe.
Yeah, of course he did.
He did. So who would you think number one is?
Himself.
Did not put himself as number
Oh,
one.
good. At least he's showing a little tact.
He did. Actually, I have to say, for regards to himself, he was actually pretty rough on himself.
Well, that's good.
But he should have been, but he was. So he put Hjarnen as the number one ADC in EU right now.
Okay, sure. I can see that.
They said, actually, it's funny. Now I'm looking at this. Apparently, me and Forgiven think alike. Hjarnen has actually shown, provided a huge improvement for the first weeks in the spring split. And in general, throughout his way in the challenger scene, back when he was really stationary, blah, 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 Hjarnen is number one.
Hey.
He's maybe, and he and Forgiven says maybe he's the kind of player that won't attempt to play to win the game for you, but he never lost a game for his team either.
I think he sees an opportunity to win, and he'll probably go for it.
Number two. Who would you think? Number two.
Himself.
No.
Sorry, I think very low of Forgiven
I can
and
see
his
that.
personality.
I understand that, and you're not wrong for thinking that, but
Yeah.
he did not put himself at number two.
If, just to fast forward a little bit, because you're going to keep asking me these questions, if I was Forgiven and if I acted like Forgiven, I would list myself in all five slots.
I
Because,
like that.
why, what else? It's my ask FN. What else am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about myself.
That's true.
Yeah.
So his number two is Freeze.
Okay. I mean, debatable.
I think Freeze, in terms of talent, is definitely deserving of it. I think in terms of results, not.
Yeah, he's on kind of an inconsistent team,
Yes, and that's
too.
definitely hurting him. I think if he were on like an Origin, or if he were on a Fnatic, or even on an SK, I think he'd be a
Yeah.
star. I think he'd be
I think Freeze is just kind of a brute force player, and everything he tries to do, he just tries to force the hand in.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily that. I just think he doesn't have a team that can back him in a way that he needs.
Yeah.
Because I think his talent is so far above and beyond those on his team that it shows, and it almost makes him look bad because of how much better he is, like how far the talent drop off goes from Freeze to like their next best player, which is probably Soren.
It's playing on a different frequency.
Exactly. And because he's so much better, it makes him look not good when he's trying to make plays that they just can't keep up with.
Yeah.
And they're just not setting him up the way he needs to. Number three, he has a three-way tie.
Oh, wow.
In no order. Tabs, which I disagree with. Woolite, which his team disagrees with. And Niels, who's probably deserving of that third spot.
Niels might be one of the best ADCs in Europe right now. He might be top two.
I think because of his small sample size, you can't put him at one or two, but I do believe he has the skills to be in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He is an incredible, incredible player.
Yeah.
As for Tabs, I mean, I've never been on the Tabs hype train. I never thought he was as good as people said he is. And for a guy who, forgiven, is putting at a tie for number three, he doesn't really carry his team.
All of Europe has a boner for Tabs.
They really do. Even a lot of Americans do.
I'm not entirely sure why.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's never seemed that great.
No, he seems like a guy who was just a product of a good team.
Yeah, it was all like, oh man, you get Tabs, you're going to go straight to Worlds. It's never been the case.
Yeah, no one. You're not looking like, oh man, you know, you've got like, is it Pawn or whoever is the ADC? Is it Deft?
Oh god, I'm blanking on everyone. It's Deft or it's Uzi.
Yeah, well, he's a different player, but yes.
Yeah, but he's also one of those legendary ADCs.
Yeah, but I'm saying you look at all those guys like, oh, like Wei Zhao, and you're just like, Tabs. Wait, what? No?
No, not on the same level.
Not even close. He's not...
Different ballparks.
He's not even one of the best... He's not even one of the best European ADCs. Number four, he is Reckless.
Which I think is such an underrated... Everyone wants to blow Tabs, and everyone just wants to shit on Reckless. And I don't know why. Reckless is good. He's always been good. Even when he was on the Challenger team, he was really good.
Wow. Funny statement by him. I'm not going to trash talk or shit talk anyone here. I actually wanted to switch to support a year or less ago for him or Tabs, him being Reckless.
Oh, wow. That's kind of interesting.
My attempt Yellow Star V2 move failed. Never happened. Interesting. That would have been weird.
As a Forgiven support with Reckless?
I just don't think Forgiven has the mindset to be a support.
I think he's a little too selfish.
I think he's incredibly selfish.
A little too selfish.
And then the bottom of it, for me only, without hate or emotional intention of trash talking, someone of pure opinion, blah, 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 Candy Panda.
Aww, poor Candy Panda. He's kind of right, though.
Had a long period of inactivity, can't judge properly. Rawlers just rejoined LCS with Rocket. He'll be good, at least if he plays like he did in past splits, but he never had any beast influence after Migza left some years. Adria, Vardag's okay for me personally, are being saved of their respectable team success, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he didn't put himself on the list at all.
Wow. He's not even ranked. He's terrible.
Doesn't even rank himself. Puts himself below Candy Panda.
So, you were one of the best ADCs in Europe, Forgiven. You threw it all away.
Pissed it all away for your fucking
big-ass head.
Your big-ass greasy head. Stupid dick.
Ridiculous.
So let's switch it up, get away from the LCS stuff, and kind of some little interesting tidbits of news. So okay. One that's been kind of fluctuating around, and I was kind of hesitant to talk about it right now, but it has been bouncing around the both subreddits, is that Dota got their new client.
Oh my god!
Now, we don't talk about Dota here because we don't really care about Dota.
I don't play it.
Exactly. So, yeah. But the point that I'm bringing it up is the fact that it, you know, has happened and they made a new client, now everyone has popped up on the subreddits of League of Legends are like, Dota got a new client. League, your move. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
You know, the thing I hate most about this argument, and it always comes up in every single one of these client threads, is, oh, they can release 15 new skins, but they can't make a new client. Like, yeah. Those two things are even remotely related.
No, I know. I had an argument with a guy on Reddit about that. He was like, "Oh, Dota released their new client. I think League should focus their entire, their entire mindset to making a new client." And I jump in and do my
Of
thing,
course you did.
do my.
I can't get in these conversations with these people.
I had to do my Captain Hook's due diligence, and I was like, it's not like he just hits the create new client button, and it's like, "Oh, hey, here's the new client you guys wanted. Surprise!" No, man,
Yeah,
it's.
and it's not like Mark Merrill's at one of those ship things on like steam cruisers where like you ring that bell and you change everything from slow to full steam ahead on client. It doesn't work that way. You can't just say, "Hey, we're doing a client now," and
I
put
mean,
the
there might be people in Riot Games in the bowels, shoveling coal into
Yeah.
burners, boilers, and shit. We don't know that, but light the sixth boiler.
Bing, bing,
Yeah, right.
full
Just.
of steam on the client train. No, it's not. That's not how it works. And even then, the skins team and the client dev team and the tech team are so different
Those
and
motherfuckers don't
totally
even eat lunch
divorced
together.
from each other. Yeah, like they probably never even met.
Right? It's like, hey, I work on the client team. Who?
They met one time at the interdepartment mixer, at the company picnic.
Yeah, right. They were on opposite sides of the Riot intercompany softball game.
These guys don't hang out.
No, they're not friends.
And the budgets are different for these things too, and you can't taking all the money away from the skins team and putting it on the client team isn't going to fix a problem either.
No, and it's a big deal. Stop talking about the fucking client.
And even if Riot was working on a new client, they're not going to tell you.
No.
No way in hell you guys have ruined everything that has been leaked.
Yeah.
Like, look at Aoshin. Oh my God.
You guys are the worst, like Christmas Eve children looking for your presents ever. You find them and you yell about it around the house like a couple of ADD riddled assholes.
And then you find out that it's not exactly what you thought it was because you just kind of shook the box. You didn't even open the present. And
And then
then
you
you're kind
broke
of
the
like,
damn
oh.
and then you broke the damn present.
Yeah.
And then you're
See,
pissed because the present's broken.
you're pissed at the wrong
Yeah,
people.
you're really mad at the you're, when you point the finger at someone, you got three fingers pointing back at yourself.
Yeah.
Remember that.
I don't even think the client we have right now is that
I
bad.
mean, listen, it's spaghetti coated bullshit, and I will not say that it's not kind of shitty, because it is, and you can't defend it. It's bad.
I'm gonna defend it. I don't think it's that bad.
Well,
I have so few issues with it.
that's why you are you and I am
Why
me.
am I the only person that plays League of Legends that has almost zero issues with the client?
Why, I just think that you've become numb to them,
I don't, what happens?
You're like, you're like you're like the woman in prison, or the guy who's not to do this. This is gonna get dark real fast, by the way. You're the guy
Oh.
in prison who's not really strong, who keeps getting pounded by the bigger, larger men,
No.
and you've become numb to it. It doesn't even bother you anymore. It doesn't
I
even
like to
faze you.
think I'm more institutionalized, kind of like Red in Shawshank.
No, you're
I
like,
just don't know what to do with myself once I get out.
no, you're Andy Dufresne when he was with Boggs, man.
Oh, I don't want to be
Except
Andy Dufresne when he's with Boggs.
you're Andy Dufresne and the client is Boggs.
But what's happening in the client that's so terrible?
I don't know. I am also Andy Dufresne, and it is also Boggs.
It's not that bad, right? Every now and then,
It's
a
listen.
game does connect.
It's
That's not
janky. There's things that they need to change about it that they can't.
like what?
Well, like the Adobe Air part of
What's wrong with it?
it's just not good. It's not optimal.
How? I need quantifiable things on why it's bad
There
to
are
be
better
convinced that it's bad.
ways they go. It's an old client. Let's call it what it is. And
Looks nice.
it's been so spaghetti strapped together over the years, and just kind of patched and repatched, and like they take out gum to fill a fucking hole, and then like someone like smears
But
shit,
even
someone
then,
smears shit in another hole to plug
you
that up.
hit the play button, you pick what match you want to play, and it goes, and
Yeah,
then the game launches and it works.
it's not a great
And when I
client.
want to
It
buy
works.
something, I click on
Yeah.
the shopping button and I go buy
Yeah,
something.
it works. It's definitely not a client that is like broken. It's just not good.
I don't think it's bad either.
I understand you don't think it's bad. You're wrong, though.
But I don't think I am, because it works.
Most people who
if it was bad, it wouldn't work. Most people who say it's bad are on Reddit and are just doing it for the karma.
Most people who think they're right and are wrong don't think they're wrong.
I think it's not that bad.
It's not great. It's pretty bad.
Things here, I'll tell you the things that aren't great about it is attempting to reconnect, which I'm not entirely sure is client-side.
Also, the no log out button. There's just explode client.
It's just closing the client.
Yeah, you can't.
That's the same thing on any game within Battle.net. Outside of the Battle.net client, when you launch a game, you have to close the game.
No, you just log out. I mean, but the thing is, you can, like, if you have multiple accounts of something, like World of Warcraft, for example, you can just log out. There's a log out button. The thing is Battle.net games is a bad example because outside of you know, WoW, you can't create multiple accounts.
Exactly. I don't think Riot ever intended to have multiple accounts.
But it doesn't
people.
Matter. There should be a logout button anyway. There shouldn't just be an explosive, you know, just detonate client just, button.
It's not even detonate. It's just closing the program like you do with every other program.
No, but it's just, if there should
it's
be
It's like when I'm in, you know, Google Chrome. I don't log out of Google Chrome. I just close it because I'm done with it now.
There should be
I don't need a logout button.
I'm not saying you need it. It'd be nice if there was one. It's just
I wouldn't use it even if I had one.
You would. You would use the shit out
for,
of it.
For what? To log into my Smurfs?
I don't know what the fuck you do. I don't care.
It exactly. It's I don't care. The client works.
It's a poopy client. It needs to be
updated. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
What the
it's
fuck
fine.
Is the black spear?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm in the client right now looking at an item that doesn't exist. It's called the Black Spear.
No Black Spear.
Oh, yeah? I'm looking at the client right now in the item sets. The Black Spear. It costs nothing. Offer. Oh, it's a Callista. It's Callista's item.
Oh, that's helpful.
It's called the Black Spear, and it doesn't have an icon. Oh, look at that.
Learn so it. The only thing that's not great about the client...
is the client.
It's fine, though. So you can't reconnect to games if you get disconnected. I don't know if that's necessarily client-side or game-side.
It's client-side.
People really want replays for some reason.
I don't care about that. That has nothing to do with the client. I mean, it has something to do with the client, but I that's not one of the things I give a crap
about. Okay. What else? What else do we need in this magical new client? If we could, let's do this. If we could turn on the new client switch, what would you want in it?
Let's see, now you put me on the spot. I can't.
Exactly, because it's stupid. There's nothing else that we really need. Are you not going on to Reddit?
Oh, I'm not
to
on,
look
no,
up
no,
what
no,
people.
No. I'm not on. I am not on.
People want to be able to reconnect in their games, and people want to be able to watch replays with friends, I guess.
I don't know. I just think sometimes there are a lot. I think people do have a lot of issues, and there's a lot of wrestling sometimes with the client, with certain aspects of it. I mean, stuff that we don't necessarily.
I've been playing this game for like almost 4 years, and I have no issues.
It's just old. I mean, for lack of a better word, it's a game that's constantly being updated, and the only thing that isn't updating it, that isn't being updated, is the brain.
It's not even really the brain. It's just the go button. It's the start switch.
Yes, but it's the, you know, it's.
It's like when you upgrade a motorcycle, you still have to kickstart it.
It's the engine of the game essentially. It's what runs.
It's not even the engine. It's just the thing that launches the engine. It's a launcher.
Yeah, that's the ignition.
Yeah, it's the start switch.
It's the ignition. It's a bad ignition. You know what you do when your ignition goes bad? You don't continue driving around.
Yeah, but when your ignition goes bad, your car doesn't start. Car still starts here.
Yeah,
still
but,
starts
yeah,
fine.
But it starts and brakes, and it's kind of fucking
does
janky.
It? It and, doesn't. And, I'm constantly in the client, and I'm constantly playing games, and I'm never having issues.
It's unstable.
Is it?
A little bit of times.
I don't think so.
It's, I don't know, there's weird stuff.
There is quantifiable evidence
that I'm not.
There's not, there's anecdotal evidence that people say the client is bad because they post that on Reddit and they get their invisible internet points.
Do you get points for that?
You get content or comment karma.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
Do you really?
People get it. I could probably make a post right now and say, oh my god, I need a new client, and then do a fake screen cap of a reconnect bug, and then I would get a million karma.
I will downvote that comment.
You will. The 9,000 of the people that think they have issues with the client will upvote it because they're ridiculous.
Regardless, we
not that bad.
We disagree on it. It's still a hot issue, obviously, since we both now are on either sides of it.
Right.
The fact is I don't care that Dota got a new client.
I don't care either.
And it has it should have no bearing on whether or not Riot should make a new. And the fact that it has almost 2,000 upvotes.
Every client post gets a million upvotes. That's every single one.
Like, it's sitting on 1,993 upvotes and is the first thing on the league subreddit.
It's ridiculous. And it's not like Riot is unaware of the issues they have. They know they're there.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell anyone they're fixing them until they're fixed, because that's how they operate now. That's how all game companies operate, by the way.
And
it's not like there was a development blog on Dota's new client. No, they didn't tell anyone that was a development until it released.
And look, I mean, yeah, there's cool things. Like, they added map creation in Dota 2 and a couple of...
That's an engine thing, though. That's not a client.
Yeah, no, I know. It's that, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is they've just added stuff.
Yeah.
There's cool stuff that they added to it. But the thing is, and this is why you kind of can't... And I know I've said this before on our show, and I'm just going to recycle this line. If you make a game today and you're competing with a similar game that was made 6 years ago and you don't do things and you don't do things that they don't do, then you are an idiot and you run a bad company.
No, that's a good point.
The first thing you should do when you're making a game to compete with another game that's really popular is find out the things that people hate about it and do those things differently.
Right.
Say, you know, oh man, I wish League had a replay system. Well, fucking Tower Dive the game does. Wow, awesome. Man, you know, I wish that it had a logout button. Tower Dive the game has a logout button.
A lot of it's going to be, man, I wish I had all the champions and I wish I had all the skins and I wish I didn't have to grind an account to level 30.
Tower Dive the game has all of those things for you.
How am I supposed to monetize this fucking game then? Damn. I'm going to start selling replays.
Selling hats, man. That's just make hats.
You got to sell hats.
Sell hats. Oh, man, I hate this ranked system. I wish I was just, you know, a professional. Tower Dive the game just made you a pro.
Everyone's a professional. Then nobody
See, look
is.
At that. It's the best game ever.
We should be game developers.
That's our next venture. Yeah.
We're gonna be the idea guys with the dry erase boards. Here's all the things that we do.
Call up my guys in the game development industry.
Yeah.
And let's get this to happen.
But first, we need to write a blog about how great like Martin Luther King is and how great Gandhi is.
Oh, hi. Yeah. This is Captain Hooks from the Tower Dive podcast. I was just wondering if you had some time to talk about game development. Sorry, I was making my pretend phone call.
You sound like a Jehovah's Witness.
Do I?
Do you have some time to talk about our Lord and Savior Tower Dive?
He's like, I don't know. I don't answer the door for them. I just like, I kind of like peer underneath the door where I could see through the crack. And I was like, no.
You see the black shoes and the black pants?
Nope, I'm out.
The white socks?
Those are Mormons.
Whatever.
They're completely,
same thing.
They're completely different religions.
I think Jehovah's wear a similar uniform.
I don't think they have uniforms. Jehovah's do.
I think there's a uniform.
I don't think there is. They're just like, I did.
Not like just people on the street.
I did answer the door one time, and this woman was like, "Do you have time to talk about Jesus Christ?" And I was like, "No, listen, man, I don't have time for this shit." And
okay.
She goes, "Well, maybe I'll come back another time." And I was like, "No, you know what? Please don't."
Jehovah's wear white shirt, black tie, black pants.
Those are Mormons.
That's a Jehovah. Witness.
Mormons aren't Jehovah's Witnesses.
Uniform.
Mormons are Jesus. Are the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints.
I know what they are. I saw the musical. And Mormons also wear white shirt, black tie, black pants. It's a very common uniform.
I've been approached by Jehovah's Witnesses. I've never seen them wearing.
They must have been in their street clothes.
They
were off the clock.
It was casual Friday.
Yeah, they got to wear jeans that day.
Yeah. Casual Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, we got way off of what we were ever talking about. So
what were we talking about?
I don't.
Right, the client, how it's fine.
Oh, that's right. Jehovah's Witnesses into the client.
Yeah, it's fine.
I disagree. I think. I mean, I don't care if I don't get a new one. I'd like a new one. There
I
is.
don't even really want
I have
one.
issues with it, you know. But it's just. It is what it is. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't stop me from playing the game. Let's put it that
I
way.
think I have more issues with Steam than I ever do with the League client.
The only issues I have with Steam are that sometimes it'll start downloading a game during my time playing League.
And eating all your bandwidth.
Yeah. Oh my God, my ping just spiked to 5,000. So yeah,
So,
it's bad.
yeah, the client, it's fine. Get over it.
Client, not great, but
Also, develop a new Ultimate Mundo skin, not stopping a new client from being developed.
also, if you're going to do skin updates, you should update Pulsefire Ezreal because it looks
Yeah.
like a 975 skin.
Rito, please.
Rito
I
Pleyaz.
mean, maybe 1350.
I don't even know.
Maybe.
Have you seen what it looks like when you first get it?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's like a
But it's got
750.
new particles.
It starts off as a 750 skin.
Nah, it's got particles.
Whatever, dude.
It's got particles. 1350.
So, sticking with skins, pool party
Ooh,
skins.
summertime!
Yay,
Summer loving.
party.
Something. Sorry.
Something. So yeah, pool
That
party skins.
was
Went
bad.
off on a little thing there.
Yeah, not even launched yet, though.
Oh yeah, that's
That
right. They're
bumps me out that they launched the pool party event,
Yeah,
but they
that's
didn't
what
actually release the skins.
Yeah, that's kind of doing things bass ackwards.
Yeah, I think it's because they want to see if they're going to give people the Mundo skin for free. They don't want people buying Pool Party Mundo and then giving it away for free.
I guess that makes sense. You know,
That seems to be the logic.
why buy the cow when you get the sex for free?
Yeah, because people would buy Pool Party Mundo and they'd be like, well, we got it for free. I want my money back, Rito, please.
Rito, please. So, but I mean, I've always I like the theme skins that they
Yeah,
do. You
I
know,
love
they're
Pool Party theme especially.
pool party theme skins tend to be fun. So it's
Yeah.
Rek'Sai, Mundo,
Lulu.
Lulu,
Zach.
Zac,
Draven.
Draven. The Draven one looks very good.
I love the Draven skin.
I
I'm gonna
would
buy
get the
that one.
Draven skin if my Draven wasn't the single most miserable champion in my arsenal.
It's terrible.
It is
It's
so
terrible.
bad. It is. I should not be allowed to have a skin for
No,
him.
you should refund that. You should refund Draven, the champion.
I'm like, I have no more refunds left.
Oh.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's another thing. I'm not gonna get started on it. We're getting
Oh,
started
that's for
on it.
another show.
The refunds thing. Come on, Rito, please hook us up.
I
Really?
don't know.
Three
Don't,
refunds
I
in.
still got one more.
Three refunds in your life?
Yeah.
That sounds ridiculous. I used
What's
mine in the
the,
first 6 months.
does any other game even offer refunds for digital, like, DLC content?
I mean, all of Steam.
Yeah, but like, I bought, like, Payday. If I
Right.
bought the Payday expansion DLC, I
Right.
was like, this is stupid. I want a refund. Can I refund that?
You might be able to.
So it depends.
Especially if it's through Steam.
Okay.
You'd
I'm just
probably be
curious. I don't play any other games, you guys. I got a
able
problem.
to. I need some games.
I just need help. I think I need an intervention.
That's the next week's show.
Yeah, the intervention of Panda Man
The
and his
intervention of Panda Man.
masochistic lifestyle with League of Legends.
You're gonna walk in and there's gonna be where your friends, Pan,
Hey, we having a party? You guys want to play some League of
we're
Legends?
your friends.
Hey, you guys got any more of that RP?
You got some
I get a mystery gift?
guys. I just need just 10 more RP and then I'm done, and I'm going cold turkey.
Just really want a mystery gift.
You'll be that guy.
Oh,
The guy who yelled that sound is from that sound bite.
yeah.
It's
I
great. It's amazing.
want to be the walking on sunshine girl, though.
Oh, who doesn't?
Right, huff the canned air.
So, let's get back to pool party because
Right, pool party.
community, you finally got what you wanted. You got a Zac skin. Now
Woo! And it's pool party, Zach.
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's a good-looking skin. He's water.
Because
He's
all the
got a snorkel for some reason.
because the first post about it when they announced the pool party skins was someone complained that he doesn't yell cannonball.
Course not.
So it's like, so let me get this straight. Let me get straight here. You complain for well over a year
Yeah.
about not having any skins for Zac. He was shown in the background of one of the pool party skins. So all you do is bitch and moan and complain about wanting pool party Zac. You get pool party Zac, And the fucking post that's voted the most up to the front page is complaining he doesn't yell cannonball.
Yeah, during his ultimate, I think. Or during his whatever.
I hate you,
person. So person, greedy.
Person who complained about that.
Ungrateful.
You're on my shit list now.
It's a 975, too, I think.
Yeah, because he's not a cool champion to have skins for. They're just going to be weird, globby, colors. Colorful things.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, fruitcake Zach. Oh, jello mold Zach. You know, oh, viscous fucking... Viscous solution.
Oil, crude oil Zach.
Viscous solution in a balloon Zach.
KY jelly Zach.
Exactly, you know. Butt lube Zach. Like, okay, they're all going to be gross. Because he's a fucking blob.
He's and a no, gross monster. He's a blob monster, yeah.
And you're not getting Majin Buu Zach, because that's a
well,
different
Well, they kind of are now. They're getting pink Zach.
Oh, so you're he's getting Majin Buu. So you're getting fucking Pepto-Bismol Zach.
Yeah, they're getting chromas.
Yeah, but that's but people wanted a Majin Buu skin.
Sure.
And you're not going to get it, because you're not going to get that.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So, it's a dumb idea. Yeah, sorry.
It's a dumb idea. Sorry.
Don't hate me. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry that I'm not sorry, because that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
So.
The Rek'Sai skin looks dope, though.
Rek'Sai skin looks good. She's wearing swimmies.
Yeah, little floaty. She travels through kiddie pools,
yeah.
Near little tunnels, splashing all over the place.
It's good. It's good stuff. I enjoy it.
Lulu looks good. She got a squid on her head.
Lulu always has pretty good skins, though.
Yeah. I mean, they're always $13.50 too.
Yeah, that's why they're always good skins.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with with Ziggs. Ziggs always has great skins. They're always $13.50
or $32, whatever. Because that's what Arcanus is, isn't it? Isn't it? It's not an ultimate.
No, it's not an ultimate. I think for me, I only bought it was $9.75. If it's more than that, then
oh, you got it on. It's not on. It didn't go on sale. I didn't think
when it first released, it was.
I don't know. It's $13.50.
Yeah, I got it for $9.75.
Did you really? I messed up. I should have bought that.
Yeah, that was a silly move, because that was a great skin. Yeah, I got it for $9.75 on 5.7.
Damn it!
That's a great skin. I also got the Forsaken Jace skin as well.
I didn't get that one. I don't play Jace.
Neither do I, but that's a good-looking skin. So
yeah, I already got Full Metal Jace. I like that one a lot.
This is my only Jace skin, so that was.
Digress.
What?
We digress.
I digress. But yeah, so the pool party skins, yeah, like you know, I think we said this a couple of weeks ago or something, is how you know I like when they do these little theme actions with skins.
Yeah, they're fun. I like the events.
Yeah, you know, it makes us, and I actually got a one of those Riot surveys, like those random Riot surveys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they emailed me one, and they were asking about events, and it actually is this event.
Oh, all right.
It was like, oh, would you like, do you like events where the community has to do a bunch of shit to, you know, fucking get free shit? I obviously am paraphrasing.
Yeah, I would hope so.
No way. That would be a much better email. So I was like, yeah, dude, I love free shit. And I'm like, what if it was tiered free shit where maybe you could get a skin or an icon or something? Yeah, cool. Fucking rock and roll. I'm all about it. And now, you know, look, so you're welcome, community. This is me.
Yeah, it's all you.
This was thanks, Captain Hook's original. If I said no, I didn't like any of this shit, wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
So bask in my glow.
So let's talk about the event.
Okay, you know more about it than I do. I'll be honest
with
you.
So the pool party event, tiered reward system, and you generate points as a community by playing pre-made fives games. So you have to have a group of five people to generate points. You get 5 points for each game that you win as a pre-made five group. You get 10 points if you give a gift to another player, and you get 20 points if you give a gift to another player at the end game screen. And the goal, us as a whole League of Legends community, is to generate up to 55 million points to get a free Mundo skin.
Yeah.
Free pool party Mundo. Ooh, he plays a ukulele.
Ooh, he throws a ukulele.
He throws a ukulele. Before you get the Mundo skin, you get IP rewards, then you get more discounts, then we get an icon and a mystery champion at 25 million. 35 million, you get pool party minions. 45 million, you get an IP weekend. And 55 million you get Pool Party Mundo. Free skin.
Yay, free. It's the most free skin.
Get out there and start giving me gifts, you guys. That's the moral of the story. Is just send us all gifts.
Yeah, you know what? If you guys want to get really fast, you can send us gifts.
Yeah. We'll even we'll play a game with you, and then you can send me a gift at the end game screen, and you get 20 points.
Dude, I would totally, if people came on and played games with us, I would totally send them skins.
I wouldn't.
I would, not all of them.
That's a lot of fucking skins.
I would pick like a say if we went to a game and say we did, you know, a rank, or you know, it's a team game, you know, like a fives game.
Yeah.
And there were three people that, you know, were listening to our show and heard about it, and, you know, they either shot us a tweet or, you know, emailed us or whatever, found us some way, shape, or form in our many, 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 you know, iterations of us on the internet. And they were like, hey, you know, I'd love to play a five games with you, you know, a fives game with you. And there were three of them. Dude, I would totally fucking pull out my three-sided dice.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, figure out, you know, just roll or, you know, just, you know, pick one four-sided of them at random. Dice. I would pick one of them at random and someone would get a skin. I would do that.
There is no three-sided die.
I know. It was a joke.
It's not a thing. It's not real, Hooks.
I know it's not real.
Jesus.
I made it the fuck up.
Ugh.
What I didn't
make up. Get a grip on reality.
What I didn't make up is that someone would definitely get a skin out of it.
Sure. If you guys want to play with us, let us know. We'll play with you.
Yeah, we'll totally play with you guys. I mean, we'll fucking be good, too.
Play with you while I play with myself.
Yeah. That's
gross.
Gross. I don't want to know about that.
Nobody wants that? Okay.
Nobody.
I thought that might be a bonus, really.
No, that might be a deterrent.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I just won't tell you.
I swear I will not touch myself when we're playing.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Chuckle, chuckle.
Hey, I'm totally not touching myself.
That's totally gross.
I just want to let everyone know that I'm not touching my penis.
I am not touching myself.
100% don't have a finger in my butthole.
Pants are on.
100%.
Pants are on. They're not off. I am wearing pants.
Just want to let you guys know that's how I play.
Great. So now nobody's going to want to play with us.
Oh, damn. I ruined it. We had them on our side.
We reeled them in and you fucking blew it.
Catch and release program, man.
So, we said last week, and I wasn't going to mention it, but we did say last week that we were going to try and get Reddit mods on.
Yeah. This may or may not happen. We're still kind of working on this.
We're still working on this. If any of you pay any attention to our Twitter, and a couple of you do, you saw that I did not make many friends with some of the mods.
What's the opposite of making friends? I guess making enemies.
I wouldn't say I made enemies. Maybe I did with one. I'm not going to drop names. I'm not going to use names because we're all adults.
To their level.
No, I'm not even stooping to a level. I'm not going to call people out because that's not how we do things. I like to think of us as the gentlemen of podcasting.
Are we? I just made a finger in the butthole joke.
I like to think of myself as the gentleman of podcasting. So I am trying to, because I do want them on. There are hoops that we must jump through, and there are hoops that we will not jump through in order to do it.
Right.
And I've made that fairly clear to them. There is one specific mod who I'm not going to talk about in case he does not want to come on, but who has been very receptive to it and actually seems like a really, really cool guy.
He does seem nice.
He seems like a cool guy. There are ones who have not seemed quite as cool.
Less than nice.
Hey, listen, there are like 20-something mods.
Yeah.
So
it's not a small team.
I can't, yeah, I'm not, I'm like, you know, you have to assume you get that many people doing the same thing. Some of them are going to be awesome, some of them are going to be okay, some of them are going to suck, and some of them are just going to be, like, wastes.
Yeah, there's always that dick bag in the office that steals people. Just.
And, you know, for the people who did not get along with me, that's cool. You don't have to be on the show if you don't want to be. You don't have to be dicks about it, you know, and you don't have to say things, but that's cool. For the ones that were interested, we do still want to have you on, and we will talk about things that are League. It's not only going to be drama related, but we will warn you in advance. There will be probably some mention of some, you know, of questions about potential dramas.
Yeah.
Because we, but not, it's not, not because we're trying to stir up shit, because we're just trying to get answers.
It's not a trap. Yeah. We just want to know your perspective. We just want your side of the story is really all you want, we want.
And I've said in emails to them, and I said in messages to them, all we want to do is kind of try to find out more about you guys and you know, what you're like as not modding. So you're not these guys that are hiding behind this gigantic steel curtain and, you know, just sort of passing judgment blindly and you know, and nobody knows what the hell is going on. You know, you're not, you know, you're not the Wizard of Oz. You know, that you're just like regular guys and girls who like playing fucking this same game that we do, and you're all part of the same community that we're part of. And that's the most important thing, you know, because it, you know, we as a community sometimes feel that we're being misrepresented by the people in our community. And we'd like for you to set us straight on that, you know, that you have our best interests in mind. So hopefully this one stand-up gentleman who we've been speaking with will do exactly what we're hoping for. So
maybe clear the air a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe be the hero the mods need, just not the hero that they deserve.
Or they'll end up firing him because he said something he wasn't supposed to.
You can't get fired from a job you don't get paid for.
Oh.
So joke's on them. but yeah, so we're trying. You know, we'll see what happens.
Great.
Other than that, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much that's
Tower next time Dive. On. Next time on Tower Dive.
Yeah. Next time. I wish we had one of those Batman endings where it could be like, you know,
the next episode. I want Rocky and Bullwinkle ending.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Yeah. It's like two different names. We're like, you know, here comes the mods or something, something, mod, something, something.
Throw a moderator from the train.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Yeah. You got anything else to talk about?
I mean,
what are we at? You want to do a little fantasy advice?
I wish I could take my own advice.
Right? You're having some trouble.
Yeah, I am struggling with my team right now. Fantasy advice, if you have any Copenhagen Wolves players, drop them this week because they have a horrible pair of matchups. I don't care if you have Freeze and you picked him first. You made a mistake. Do not play him this week. Do not play him this week because they are playing against H2K and Fnatic. And they have not looked good. They're going to shit on.
I think a line in the sand is getting drawn this week between Fnatic and Origin.
Well, they're already a game up on them. Oh, that's right. They play this week.
They play each other this week. Yeah.
Right.
Old. You got to pick your side. I pick Fnatic.
Old Reckless versus New Reckless.
Yeah. Old Peke versus New Peke.
Come on.
There's no such thing as a New Peke. There's just the one Peke.
There's no such thing as Old Peke. There's just Peke. He'll never get old. Peke. He's ageless.
Yeah. That's Spanish water.
So Copenhagen Wolves, if you have any of them, do not play them. You should, if you have any Copenhagen Wolves, it should only be Freeze.
Yeah.
Put it that way. And if you have him, you should be sitting him or releasing him. Or if you're me, play him anyway and hope for the best.
Just cross your fingers.
Oh, just pray something good happens and maybe... I don't know, Hooney gets lost on his way to the arena, or someone kidnaps the whole team, and they just for some reason give Freeze 15 kills.
Maybe that'll happen.
We can hope for that. At least I can hope for that. Especially because I play you this week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's gonna come down to that Origin Fnatic game, I think.
How many Origin and Fnatic people do you have?
I have two Fnatic people.
Oh, I have one Fnatic player and one Origin
brushes, then that'll be kind of a big deal.
Yep, we'll see.
For me, at least.
Well, you're playing for your retribution from last season.
I know.
Because you suck.
I didn't win shit last season.
No, because you were real, real bad.
It was bad.
And I was like in middle of the pack, but I scored the most points and gave up the least, yet came in like third.
I thought you got second.
No, I got third.
Oh. I'm playing it much slower this year. The only positions I've swapped out is my support and jungler. Everything else has been the same.
Yeah.
And even then, I haven't traded anyone, really. I've had the same two junglers I drafted. I picked up a new support. I picked up Kasing last week.
That's a good move. But yeah, you're doing that because you're listening to me, because I told you to stop being an idiot.
Well, it worked, so thanks.
Yeah, so you're welcome. So if you win, technically that means I get half of your championship.
I think you get maybe a quarter. I get half. I don't know.
I get half. I'm being nice by giving you half of it.
You'll take what you get and you'll like it. It's my championship.
It's my championship. You're just lucky I brought you along on your team. So that's what we've got for today. Tower Dive was a little bit late yesterday because we ran into some shit. So this is not coming out on the day we're recording it. It will be up tomorrow, most likely.
Yep.
And if you're listening to this 3 or 4 days after we released it, none of this information means anything to you.
Totally irrelevant.
Completely nonsensical.
Yep.
Thank you guys again. As always, I am the... I don't have a good word. I am Captain Hooks. He is the man.
There you go.
Did you forget?
I thought you forgot. You paused for a long time.
It was dramatic.
Was it?
Yes.
Sounded like senility.
Okay. I am Captain Hooks. He might have been Pan the Man.
We're not sure anymore.
We don't know anymore. This was Tower Dive, and we will see you on the rim.